It would seem that my web has caught a little fly. What should I do with you? There's so many options. I could eat you. Or maybe I could play with you. Or maybe I could do both. Why are you crying? What did you think would happen by walking into my cave? Speak clearly, little fly. I'm rather impatient. You wanted to get out of the rain? That would be a fine answer, if it were not already strange for one of your kind to be this far away from civilization. A monster like me has to be careful. I think that you are lying. The only human who would bother being around these parts are adventurers, coming to slay the big bad spider. Do you want to know what I do to adventurers who knowingly trespass with the intent to kill me? I eat them. I'm just kidding. There's no way you're an adventurer. If you were, you would be very under-equipped. But that still doesn't answer my question. Why are you out here? Why are you in my cave? Exploring. What is your human phrase? Curiosity killed the cat? You're lucky I don't make a habit out of eating humans who mean me no harm. There are so many other caves with monsters who see your kind as a delicacy. Some think your fear and pain makes your kind taste better. I can't let you leave. It would be such a waste. What was that, little fly? You want to know what I'm going to do to you? That all depends on you, dear. If you fight me, I'll keep you for my own enjoyment. But if you behave and entertain me, I can make you feel pleasure that no human can replicate. What was that, dear? You're squeaking and stuttering more than you're making words. Do you think a human would put up with that? Your kind doesn't understand the joy of causing another person to completely break from a lover's touch. That's right, little fly. My proposal is you behave. And I'll be your lover for as long as you may live. And with my access to certain magics, that's far longer than a human woman would be able to keep you for. Of course, if you resist me, I'll simply use you and stick you on my web without any feelings or emotions. And when you're too weak to entertain me, I'll cast you away. But don't worry, even if you misbehave, I will always do my best to train you. No human can resist my will long enough to make me do that to them. So, just stay still and let me show you what I want. First, let me get you onto a web that isn't damaged. I know you can't see in the dark, but you made quite the mess. I mean, I might be able to make silk far faster than any other species of arachne. But it's so annoying to repair damage. Every single strand is like a work of art. You can't just break a statue and put it back together the same way it was before. I'll have to completely demolish the areas you broke, and that takes energy. Do you know where I'll get that energy from, little fly? I'll get it from you. Any monster smarter than a rock knows that humans are good for two things: food and spirit energy. Most choose one or the other. Some choose both. However, I do find cleaning blood off my chitin to be annoying, and don't even get me started on the webs. No, I don't eat adventures. I just said that to get a reaction from you. I have a fucked up sense of humor. Your kind is far too fatty to have a decent taste. Oh, you're going to be fun to toy with. Huh. Your clothes are completely soaked. Well, it's not like you need them anyways. Every human is like a puzzle, and the goal is finding out what gets the most satisfying reaction. Do you wish to see me? All right. I'll show you something. What do you think about my eyes? Their crimson glow gives off just enough light to make out my face, and perhaps even my human half if you squint. Beautiful. Thank you, darling. But flattery will get you nowhere. Let's have some fun. They feel much better than a human's, don't they? Is it that my hands are precise? Or is it that I can put just a little more pressure and cut you at any moment? Don't worry, dear. I won't cut you. Unless you want me to. Your breaths are quickening. And your skin is covered in goosebumps. Oh, and is that a shiver I see? You don't know what to think about my touch, do you? This is only the tip of the iceberg, darling. Let's get you wrapped up. I'll start with your feet and work my way up your legs. And then go slower to tease your thighs with my soft silk. Now I'll go higher, wrapping up everything below your waist, but keeping your manhood out in the open. Is it frustrating how my skilled hands cover and caress everywhere but your cock and balls? Don't worry, darling. We'll get to them soon enough. I'll now move up your torso, slowly teasing as I go. Am I driving you crazy? Are your senses screaming yet? Surely by now you have noticed that my silk is not ordinary. Can you feel how it holds you tight, but the warm feeling seems to loosen and tighten with every small movement I make? Now, there's just one more thing I need to do. Do That's good. It's not like you had a choice. But a little trust eases the tension as I start kissing down your neck until I'm at the perfect spot. Do you feel my saliva tingling? The spot that I'm focusing on feels very strange, doesn't it? It's almost like I'm preparing it to receive something. Maybe a bite? Don't tense up now, little fly. It's already too late for that. There. It seems like you're bleeding a little. I'll take care of that. Your breathing became so much more sporadic. Was it something I did? Oh, don't panic, darling. It's just a little something to make the experience so much better. Your body is warming up. It feels like you're having a fever. Make it stop. Honey. In a few weeks, you'll be begging me to bite you a second or even a third time to make this feeling even stronger. It takes a little getting used to. After all, it's not every day you spare stamina. Body waste and spirit energy is all converted into semen. That's right. You don't need energy to move around. You'll be here. Wrapped up in my web or in my arms. I also won't take all your spirit energy. I'm not that cruel. And your body was planning to get rid of everything else that I'm taking anyways. Why not convert all of it to get a few more drops of liquid spirit energy? Forget any normal orgasm you've experienced. When you come, it won't be a single spirit. Your balls will completely empty. I'd say your orgasm could last anywhere between half a minute to a few minutes. And that's without any outside influences like teasing and edging. When my mother caught my father, she did the same thing to him. I think the longest she made him come was over 10 minutes. I bet I could make you go for longer. After all, my mother didn't have as potent of venom as me. I think it skips a generation. Whatever the reason is, lucky me. Oh, I'm sorry, was I forgetting something? Don't worry, I'm not stupid. It takes a little time for the venom to fully start working. So, I thought I would pass the time by giving you an example of how I'm going to melt your body, mind, and soul into my own little toy. Your mind might be afraid now. But you'll be addicted to this pleasure. I might end up giving you a higher sex drive than me. And that's a terrifying thought. It's a good thing I also like teasing you, or this might have been an issue. Well, let's start. Your cock is so hard. It looks painful. I should massage it for you. Oh, is that too slow? It's a good thing you can't squirm. Otherwise, this would be a lot harder to do. You see, that's the issue when it comes to your kind. You want to feel the pleasure sooner rather than later. So you go fast, and it ends faster. The thing is, the longer the whole thing takes, the more pleasure you get at the end. And doesn't this feel pleasureful? It's your sexual urge to release against your desire to feel pleasure. Those two parts of your mind are like strings. Lucky for you, I'm a master at weaving. Why am I wasting time with an explanation? Your mind is already too far gone to understand my words. You're just hearing the sound of my voice, the low and seductive tone, lulling you into a submissive state, wrapping your mind up in my webs for me to play with. So simple, yet so attractive. That's what you are right now. But don't worry, little fly. I love that. I love watching pleasure overtake any rational thought. I love that whenever I move my smooth hands over your cock, you can't hold back your moans. I don't even think you're trying anymore. Tell me, do you want to feel better? Do you want to feel what I'm like inside? Oh, you understood that. Monsters who choose to use your kind for spirit energy are developed to extract it better than any other creature. I have complete control over my cunt. So don't think that I won't be able to stop your orgasm. Hell, it might be worse than my hands. Are you sure you want this, my darling boy? Too slow. Even though you're wrapped up, I can feel you tensing up in an attempt to buck into me. It's cute. I can feel your cock tense and twitch. It's driving you insane. There's one thing that I forgot to tell you about, though. When you're inside of me, your orgasm is connected to mine. That means you can't come inside of me until I do. I could edge myself on this cock for hours and hours, and you would simply become more and more sensitive. You'll learn to love this feeling. The feeling of being so close to your orgasm, but being unable to reach it. Do you know what might speed the process up, though? Suck on my nipple. That's it. Good boy. Yes. You feel so good inside me. It's so hard and it hits all the right spots. Every twitch wraps against my insides, and your warm pre-cum is seeping out and mixing with my juices. Do you hear how every time I move, it makes those lewd noises? The sticky juices on our crotches that are made as a result of our lovemaking. It turns me on so much. The feeling in your cock is becoming so much more intense, isn't it? Unlatch from my nipple and I'll hold you against me. That's it. Moan into my chest. You feel so good. Yes. Yes. I'm going to come. Get ready. I'm going to milk everything out of you. And I won't stop until you're dry. I'm coming. Shooting into me. It looks like you're having the time of your life. You can't even moan anymore. You're just whimpering with every rope. It's spilling out. Can you feel it? Let me stroke this erupting dick while I get ready to taste it. And now for something you really enjoy. That was impressive for your first time. I don't remember the last time I had a meal like that. You were great, little fly. Oh, it seems that he passed out. That's to be expected. Let's get you into a more comfortable sleeping position. I'll hold your upper body to my chest and use my spider legs to hold your lower body. And while you sleep, I'll stroke your hair. Good night, little fly. Or perhaps love her now.